Turn that speaker on, Jeremiah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Right there. Okay, you're going to start popping that drum. I'm not lying.
Welcome to the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, coming to your homes live from Portland, Oregon. We are a people of worship, work, and prayer, ready to serve the Lord, ready to serve with the community, and ready to withstand the enemy. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. It is our prayer that during our worship experience, that your love for God will be intensified, your faith be stirred, your hands get to clapping, and your feet get to dancing. After this song of preparation, be prepared to join Pastor Kimberly K. Black and the Greater St. Stephen's Church family as we bless the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. One more time. I'm glad to be in the service one more time. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, give the Lord some praise on today. Let's bless him in this place. For the Lord is good. He is worthy to be praised. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Anybody glad on today? Let me hear you make some noise. If you're glad today, hallelujah. Come on, everybody. Let's give the Lord some praise on today. We are truly excited about this day. This is our second worship out of the box. And if you are able to make it down to 3535 Northeast Mallory, I say hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. We have school supplies, backpacks, women's sweaters, children clothing. We have sandwiches, and we're going to be baby clothes from 0 to 24 months. We're going to be here praising the Lord, magnifying the Lord, lifting him up, giving him what's due unto him. And for those of you that are listening to Blog Talk, good morning. Welcome. Thank you for coming to worship with us. We are going to have our devotional reading this morning, Psalms 40, verses 1 through 13. It says, I waited and waited and waited for God. At last he looked. Finally he listened. He lifted me up out of the ditch, pulled me from deep mud. He stood up on a solid rock to make sure I wouldn't slip. He taught me how to sing the latest God song, a praise song to our God. More and more people are seeing this. They enter the mystery, abandoning themselves to God. Bless all you who give yourselves over to God. Turn your back on the world's sure thing, ignoring what the world worships. The world's a huge stockpile of God wanderers and God thoughts. Nothing and no one comes close to you. I started thinking about you, telling what I know, and quickly ran out of words. Neither numbers nor words account for me. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. We'll have our morning prayer. Gracious Father, we just thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you, oh God, for what you're doing in the midst of your people. We come before you, oh God, as empty vessels before a full fountain. We come to worship you, our Lord, our God, our Savior. We come to give you glory and honor, for you alone are worthy of all of our praise. We will raise a hallelujah today, oh God. We will raise a hallelujah today, oh God, for hallelujah is the highest praise. We clap our hands in the sanctuary. We open up our mouth and we declare the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you, Lord, for being so good, for watching over us all night long, for keeping us, oh God, as we slumbered and slept. We didn't realize it, but we were so close to death's door. But because of your tender mercy and your unfailing compassion, you touched us with the finger of love. You woke us up, and you breathed within us the breath of life. You gave us the activities of our limbs. You put clapping in our hands. You put jumping in our feet. You put joy in our souls. You put a song in our hearts. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We bless you now, oh, God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made. And we worship you, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Bless our grounds today, God, as we come together to worship you on the ground, oh, God. Bless our grounds today. Bless everyone that enters through those gates today, God. May they feel the anointing of your presence. May they worship you. May they feel the love and the joy that comes from the heart of this family. And God, may we show love and be real as we continue to do ministry like Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, Lord God, as we worship you, as we praise you, enter now into our praise, into our worship. Whether we are at home, in the hospital, in the nursing home, or we are right here in the sanctuary, wherever we are today, oh God, be pleased with our praise. Enter into our hearts and our minds that we may worship you in spirit and in truth. We lift you up today, and we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise, oh God. And Lord, we realize that every praise, come on somebody, every praise is due our God.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? Put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
is to our God.
Every word of worship.
With one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise
is to our God. Come on, everybody. Sing hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah.
To our God.
To our God.
Glory, hallelujah. Is to our God. Come on, say every praise. Say every praise. Is
to our God.
Y'all know how we do it. Take it up. Every praise. Is
to our God.
Every word of worship. Is one accord. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
Is to our God.
Get that camera on them.
Didn't God
Stop by. Yeah, my God is good.
Come on, give it up for the Straight Gate Match.
Oh, somebody come on and magnify him now. Give him some glory. Come on, just open your voice, open your mouth and magnify him. Oh yeah, he's worthy. He's the great I am. Come on, somebody, come on. Oh yes, he is. He's the Holy One. Lord bless you. He is the King of Kings. The great I am. He's the Holy One. He is the King of Kings. Come on. Oh, he is. He's the great I am. He's the Holy One. Prince of Peace, yes he is. Oh, 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 he is the Lord of Lords. Oh yeah, he is the great I am. Yeah, he is the Prince of Peace, yes he is.
the glory. Hallelujah. You get the praise. Hallelujah. You get the glory. Hallelujah. You get the praise. Hallelujah. Forever you get the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, you get it.
You get the praise.
Hallelujah.
You get the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You get the praise.
You get the praise.
When the healing comes.
Hallelujah.
You get the glory.
You get the glory.
When the freedom comes.
Hallelujah.
You get the praise.
You get the praise.
When the justice comes.
Hallelujah.
You get the glory.
You get the glory.
Hallelujah.
You get the praise.
Nobody else for you.
Hallelujah.
Nobody else for you. Nobody else for you. Nobody else for you. 'Cause when the peace comes,
you get the glory.
When the love comes,
you get the glory.
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 Out of my life.
You get the glory.
Out of my life.
You get the glory.
Out of my life.
You get the glory.
In every situation.
You get the glory.
Every miracle.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. We are so grateful to God today for just blessing us with this opportunity to come and worship the Lord with each other. Thank you for coming to worship with us. Welcome to the Greater St. Stephen's Missionary Baptist Church. This is our worship out of the box, and so we are busy doing ministry like Jesus in the yard at the church. We're at 3535 Northeast Mallory. And for those of you that are at home joining us through Blog Talk, welcome. We hope and pray that you have enjoyed that time of worship with us. We're going to pause now to make a few announcements just to let everybody know what's happening here at Greater St. Stephen's, how you can catch up with us, and how you can stay connected, because we love it when you come to worship with us. If there's anybody worshiping with us for the first time and you are here outside, can you just holler hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Amen, hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for some of our first-time worshipers. Amen. Amen. Our announcement on next Sunday, August the 29th at 10 o'clock p.m., we will be at the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, which is located at 3725 North Gantenbein Avenue. Pastor Black will be preaching at the 10 a.m. service. This is New Hope's 75th church anniversary. Y'all, I'm going home. I'm going home. I'm going home. So we will be in the house at New Hope on Sunday, August the 29th at 10 o'clock a.m. Sunday, September the 5th, we will be on Blog Talk first Sunday, our official Sunday. So we will be on Blog Talk. If you need that phone number, that phone number is 917-388-4161. That's at 11:30 a.m. On Sunday, September the 12th, at 10 o'clock a.m., Pastor Black will be preaching at the Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church. Fellowship is located at 4009 North Missouri Avenue. Y'all, come on and go with us. We're going to have a hallelujah good time. And then again, on Sunday, September 19th, we will be back here in the yard for our third annual worship out of the box. Woo-hoo! We will be giving away cleaning supplies. So if you want to make a donation, you are welcome to make a donation. You can drop it off at the house, or you can bring it to the church. Just let us know that you want to make a donation of cleaning supplies. You can reach us by emailing us at gssmbc@yahoo.com. That's gssmbc@yahoo.com. Those are our announcements. We hope and pray that you govern yourselves accordingly. Amen.
Amen.
God is in the blessing business. And if you are in line to be blessed, reach your hands up towards heaven and say, here I am, Lord. Bless me, bless me, bless me. We are praying. We are praying for all of those that have COVID. We know that we have family members here that have COVID. They're not here with us, but they are members of our family. They are members of our family, and we're praying for them. We're praying for all of those that are sick and shut in. We're praying for all of those that are houseless, those that are incarcerated. I'm going to ask that we would remember to send out cards and letters to our incarcerated brothers and sisters. I got word on yesterday that one of our brothers is on suicide watch. So I'm going to ask that we would lift up Brother Wade and keep him lifted up in prayer. Please, my brothers and sisters, let's keep those cards and letters going to all of our brothers and sisters that are incarcerated. They need to know that God is still moving. God is still powerful. God is still in control, and God is in the midst of them. So I want you to please, ma'am, please, sir, send out your cards and your letters to all of our family and friends that are incarcerated. Let's continue to keep each other lifted up in prayer. We're going to have an announcement from Mother Kimmins, and then I'm going to share with us a portion of our word on today. Amen. Come on this side, Mother. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Just want to say
take this time out to say happy birthday to our pastor. I'm taking this time out to say happy birthday to our pastor. Her birthday is August the 20th, and we are starting the celebration now. We will be celebrating all week long. We thank you, all of you, everybody, all of our church family who has given so graciously to make this a special day for Pastor Black. So let's just say happy birthday, Pastor. We know we can't sing. Happy birthday, Pastor Black. We have gifts from Sister Hart.
Amen.
We have gift from Deaconess Thelma.
Amen.
And then we got some birthday cookies for you.
Amen.
Amen. And then let me see what else we got. Well, that one has a scripture on it.
Amen.
This is from GSS NBC Church Family. Stephen.
Amen.
Amen. This is from Minister Lee.
Amen.
Amen. This is from Minister Lee as well.
Amen.
And this is from the Deaconesses. We love you, Pastor Black. We hope that you have a blessed
Woo-hoo!
Day. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are so excited. Thank you, everyone. The birthday celebrations have begun, and we are so excited. We're thankful to God for blessing us, keeping us. Amen, and doing a great work in us. Before we go, just quickly, I want to just read our scripture reading for today. Our lesson was a persevering faith. And we know that in times like these, we've got to learn how to hold on to God's unchanging hand. We have to be rooted and grounded in the word of God. All of us have been given a measure of faith. And how do we activate our faith? I'm going to read these quick three verses for us. You want to activate your faith? You want your faith to grow stronger in the Lord? Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 through 25 says, let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. Verse 24 says, let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good work. Verse 25 says, and let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. So my brothers and sisters, you ask the question, Pastor Black, how do I have a persevering faith? How do I hold fast to my faith? How do I be strong in my faith? Well, the Bible says, let us. Yeah, let us. Just tell your neighbor, let us. Look at your neighbor, say, let us. Let us. Let us hold fast. If you are sad, your brother is sad. If you're happy, your sister is happy. Let us hold fast to the faith. We go through together. We don't go through by ourselves. We are there to be helpers one to another. Verse 24 says, let us think of ways to motivate each other. We ought to always have a kind word in our belly. We ought to always have a good deed on our hands. Let us do what we can to advance the kingdom of God. Then verse 25 says, let us not neglect. Well, I want you to know that we are not neglecting the coming together. Whenever you, where two or three are gathered together, he says, in my name, I will be in the midst. Hallelujah. The Lord our God is able. Brother Sarah, please don't take that box. The Lord our God, he is able. He is able to keep us. He is able. The Lord our God is able to help us do what we need to do. So the word says, let us draw near. Let us do what we need to do to be encouragers one to another. Let us hold fast the faith. Let me tell you, my brothers and sisters, whatever it is you're going through, you are not alone. God is with us. And guess what? We are here with you. Did you hear what it said? Let us. Let us. So we are going to do what we have to do to help each other stay strong in the faith. Faith is effective when we depend on God and rest in what Christ has done on the cross. The writer of Hebrews urges believers
to recognize that our faith is important and that living in obedience to God every day is important. We must, through Christ, be able to experience God's presence. And through Christ, we must be able to develop our relationship with him. We can grow in grace and experience a deeper relationship with God when we trust and we believe without doubt and concern about what is going on in the world. I know that there's flooding in China. I know that there's war in Afghanistan. I know that there are fires in Washington, Oregon, and California. I know that the pandemic of the coronavirus is yet alive. I know that the epidemic of gun violence is on the rise. But let me tell you, my brothers and sisters, we are not of the world. We are in the world. And our God is in control. Our God has all power. There's nothing too hard for him. God will fix it when he gets ready to fix it. All he's asking us to do is to hold fast to our faith. Is your faith anchored in the Lord today? Is your faith anchored in the Lord today? Grab a hold to Christ today. He is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. I know that this world presents us with doubt and fear and concern, but today the word is to encourage us to hold fast to our faith. The world is temporary, my brothers and sisters, but our life with God is eternal. Every day, each and every day, we must trust God and hold on to our faith and then share our faith with others. My brothers and sisters, be steadfast in the Lord. Don't let the trials get you down, but stay encouraged. Stay steadfast. Continue to trust the Lord. Continue to obey his word. Every time you get a chance to get around the saints, don't forsake the assembly of the saints. Get there. Come running. Come doing whatever you can to get there. The song we heard earlier says, I'm glad to be in the service. Every time the saints get together, you ought to be excited about it, and you ought to come running. I want to encourage you today, my brothers and sisters, keep the faith. Keep the faith. Be steadfast. Be unmovable. I know we get a little weary, we get a little tired, but if you hold fast to God's unchanging hand, I guarantee you he's going to bring you through. He's going to strengthen you, and he's going to encourage you. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Keep the faith.
Question is, when you're standing at a crossroads,
what do you do?
Real sweet, when a fork is in the road.
When a fork is in the road, what do you do?
When the world is on your shoulders.
When the world is on your shoulders.
When your back is up against the wall.
When your back is up against the wall.
Come on.
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
You hold on.
You hold on.
And keep the faith.
And keep the faith.
Tell somebody on your road. Say.
Keep the faith.
Come on, tell somebody sitting around you, keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Come on, encourage somebody else, keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Come on, where do you look?
Where do you look?
When there's nowhere else to look.
Where do you turn?
when there's nowhere else to turn?
When there's nowhere else to turn.
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
When there's nowhere else to go.
When there's nowhere else to go.
What do you do? When there's nothing else to do.
When there's nothing else to do.
You gotta remember, you're in the Master's hand.
The Master's hand.
And the Master has a plan.
And the Master has a plan.
So hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
And keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
brothers and sisters. I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable part of me? Of me. How could you see your life was the only gift I left for me? To be free. It's amazing with you. I win even if I do. Everything's working for my good for a way.
Come on.
He saved the day.
Woo.
He will come through. He won't know that's not what superheroes do.
Hallelujah.
No.
You cover me. I appreciate it.
A mystery.
It's amazing how
your patience with me, God will never leave.
You don't give up on me.
Don't ever leave.
Help me.
Help me to be like you.
Like you.
No matter what I go through.
Hey.
Everything's working for my good for a way.
Let me tell you what he does.
He saved the day.
And he will.
He will come through.
Hallelujah. Church saying, come on. Jesus loving you
will be the death of me.
It sounds crazy, don't it? Hey.
That's how it's
supposed to be. Let me tell you what it means.
More less of me.
That's why.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Father.
I don't wanna love nobody. Love nobody but you.
I really mean it this time.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Jesus.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Let me tell you what it does.
He saved the day.
Come on.
He will come through.
He will let you down, but
he won't know that's not what superheroes do.
See, I will never find
no greater love.
A love like this. The Savior.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Yes.
I don't wanna love nobody, love nobody but you.
Riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again.
Come.
Let us
come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before presence, Lord. Worship.
Worship at your glory.
Help me say. Emmanuel. You learn to praise him even in the midst of a trial. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
No matter, no matter, no matter. I mean, no matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come. Let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Come on, say Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
I like that. Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
He's my Redeemer. He's my Savior.
Hallelujah.
time, I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
Have done.
Look at him and tell him, yes,
yes,
I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory,
that
we've won. Tell him
I could go on and on.
About your works.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Grateful.
Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing.